My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hey, Greg. How are you, buddy?
How is the UGGA of this program, Pudge?
Long day yesterday. Mm. My dad was with him, and then I was with him, and then I brought him home, and then he wasn't getting better, and then he finally got admitted around 5 a.m.
Okay.
We will see, but hoping, you know, the best vets, just like we have the best doctors at Angel Hospital, are taking care of them. So.
All right. Well, we will all be very kind and nice to you today.
Oh,
Curtis.
Don't worry.
That keep is hope
not,
alive.
Yeah, that's not, Pudge does not like that. He likes it when you mock me very much.
Do you have a lead? Jackson filled in for you.
So I intentionally didn't listen just because, I don't know, I don't want to get all, I mean, I was in the car for like 10 minutes. It is wild, though. 30 minutes changes the entire traffic pattern.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to do my double park in front of Starbucks in South Aid. It was like pandemonium.
You should have rode a gray bike over.
Yes. Well,
I still can't get over that.
They're hard to find, though.
So just very simple on the Judah. First of all, for the last couple days, thank you to everybody. I am amazed by the generosity of the listeners of this show and this station. And it was humbling, as it is every year, to be a part of it. But the Judon trade,
yes,
my personal opinion, why the fact that they did it now is the latest and greatest example that this is a total throwaway year.
Mm.
Because what could you draft in the third round? I'll tell you, a tackle. Maybe that would have been someone that could have helped this team now. And it was another... For me, a sign that this has all been sort of thrown together at the last second. This was not an offseason that had any direction towards achieving success on the field this specific season, which leads me to the ultimate point. Why are we doing Brissett if the season doesn't matter anyway?
Mm.
If you're already giving away your most talented player, who gives a damn about how bad the quarterback is? Let them suck as bad as it's ever been, because guess what? The record for most interceptions in a single season is held by a guy that's in the Hall of Fame, Peyton Manning, who threw 28 in his rookie year. with the Colts, on an awful Colts team. I just feel like Andrew Luck went to an awful Colts team. Mm-hmm. He was a, you know, until he decided to quit, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I just feel like the fact that they're applying this approach this year is the best reason to play Drake May.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much.
God
Great
bless.
To have you here this morning. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, good morning, everybody. So this is actually plays into Shime's...
Hold on. I meant to say buenos noches.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's good night, right?
Yes.
Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires is the capital of Argentina.
There you go.
That's a city. Your Spanish did not take. I don't understand what happened at Boston College, but it just didn't take.
Stick to the bad words.
I'm going
to
be honest with everybody today. I feel drunk. Like, I feel...
Did you go out last night or something?
No, no. Okay. I mean, I had dinner, but like, no, I didn't go out.
Okay.
I just feel like... It's probably because I'm heading into a long weekend. I just feel...
Wait, you're not working tomorrow?
No, I have a wedding.
Oh.
In Vermont. You knew that. I just feel like light and airy, and I'm having fun. So if people want to get mad at me for the Spanish or coming at Shime, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, this kind of plays into Shime's lead about how long people take, men in particular, take for their fantasy football teams. Now... People also spend the next couple of weeks leading up to the regular season trying to predict where teams are going to fall come the end of the season, predicting-wise. Mm-hmm. AI is the future. We all know that. So the Caps Off podcast decided to ask ChatGPT what the standings will be this year in the NFL. Here is what they said. Mm-hmm.
I asked ChatGPT, can you predict every NFL team's record for the 2024 season?
Oh, God.
So ChatGPT spit it back out and said, I can provide a general prediction based on current rosters, previous season performances, and trends. Here's a speculative prediction for the 2024 NFL season according to ChatGPT.
Love it.
AFC East.
Okay.
In first place, the Buffalo Bills at 12-5.
Yeah, sounds about right.
In second place, the New York Jets at 11-6.
Hell yeah, ChatGPT knows ball, baby.
And in third place, the Miami Dolphins at 10-7. And in fourth place, the Patriots at 8-9.
Oh.
Drake May? Sneaky decent.
I think ChatGPT like saw all the championships from 2000 to 2017, and they were like, oh, they must be kind of good.
So 8-9 for your New England Patriots. Okay. Would you take that? Would you be okay with that? And
yes.
Who's the quarterback to get you there?
Yeah, they are correct that they will be last in the division.
Yes.
I don't have them winning 8 football games.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oof.
I guess depending on whom the quarterback is, maybe. No.
Yeah.
I'm still on the under. I hate doing it, but I.
What do you have them at, 4?
The under's 4.5.
Way to the moon, baby. Come on.
I do you think they're going to win a game in the division? That's what I would
say. Yeah,
they'll
win at least one.
They will?
I would say at least one. I would set the line at 1.5, but it's not looking
great. Against who?
The Jets.
Who are they going to beat?
You could beat the Bills once. You beat the Bills last year with Mac Jones. You could do it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bills are a little bit in turmoil.
I don't think so.
Not beating the Dolphins.
Could
beat the Jets once.
Not winning on the road.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you squeak out one win and you're like your first 6 or 7 games, and that's the Seahawks at home.
I don't know. You could get another windstorm in Buffalo and just run the ball down their throats again. You never know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the last game of the season. By that time, it'll be...
You might win. Listen, you might win if they have already made the playoffs and they're sitting Josh Allen or something.
Oh, yeah,
there's going to be a game out there. Remember when the Patriots were good? Those were fun days, and they would play down to the level of their competition.
Yeah.
So maybe there will be a game like that.
Well, that's Buffalo. You're playing Buffalo the December 22nd. So at Buffalo. So maybe you do get a windstorm, and then you close.
Nice Christmas present.
Then you close at home with Buffalo.
So. What was the game? Was it Christmas Eve last year where all the favorites lost? That was the game the Raiders beat the Chiefs. There was like 3 big upsets.
Yeah,
I think that was actually Christmas Day.
Okay, the Patriots should try and play Christmas Day every year.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're
Wiggy,
welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
So, good morning. So I had a kind of similar lead to Curtis where once I saw this trade, I go, okay, the Patriots, they're done with this season because you trade your best defensive player and one of your leaders in that locker room. So then that led me to thinking, okay, so now it's the time to just go with Drake May. You see all these teams that weren't very good or drafted rookie quarterbacks in the first round and playing them, whether Shime's guy Anthony Richardson with the Colts. We obviously know about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. We knew about Bo Nix. We know about J.J. McCarthy. The only one that's sitting and that's a first-round pick is your boy in Atlanta, Michael Penix Jr., because he's sitting behind Kirk Cousins, who they gave a ton of money to.
How did that work for J.J. McCarthy? I mean, he got hurt. Yeah. I mean, you don't have any concern about that when you look at this offensive line?
No, I don't look
at it. You can get hurt behind a good offensive line.
I'm aware of that. It is less likely, however.
I don't know about
that. Have some sort of a semblance of an offensive line.
I don't know. Minnesota's offensive line is good.
Which you don't
have.
Right. You can get in a plane crash more likely on a Boeing.
So I don't subscribe to that theory that people, I think that's a fake narrative.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Was the offensive line good in Carolina last year?
Not really.
Did Bryce Young get hurt?
No.
All right, so okay, it's just, I don't subscribe to your line being bad and then now you're not going to play a guy, because if you're going to have Drake May as the backup and if Jacoby Brissett plays behind this offensive line and he gets hurt, you're going to have to go to Drake May unless you're just going to leapfrog him. But I looked at, when I saw that trade, I said, all right, they're throwing the season away. So if you're throwing the season away, throw the kid in there and let's just ride it out.
So you believe, based on the fact that they were willing to part with Matthew Judon, they have decided that this season is a bust.
Yeah.
And so you're pleading with Drake May week one.
I am pleading, begging with Mayo.
Okay. Well, you'll be able to plead with Gerard Mayo in person Monday at Gillette Stadium on this show.
Yeah. Well, I'll get a better idea tonight when they play in Philadelphia to see
tonight.
What kind of reps Drake May gets to once.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
During the news the other day on this program, we discussed a teacher from or a school worker from Illinois who had been accused of stealing $1.5 million of chicken wings from the school system.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, she was ordering them. Nobody noticed.
Yes.
She was selling them to make money, $1.5 million worth. Well, yesterday, Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs stepped up and said he would pay the $1.5 million that she stole if that would help her get released from jail.
There are so many things wrong with this.
Is this the kind of behavior that we want to encourage in the United States of America?
How about let's see if Chris Jones could get involved with the family of the girl Andy Reid's son nearly killed.
Great idea, Curtis.
Like, can this organization get any more loathsome?
But 9 years for stealing wings? That's a long time.
Well, I understand, Wiggy. I mean,
it's a long time for stealing some wings.
Okay, she didn't steal some wings.
1.5
million. She stole $1.5 million worth.
Well, there are plenty.
She wasn't stealing wings because she couldn't put food on her table for her family. She stole $1.5 million worth. That's a lot of chicken wings.
And it didn't go to the kids that she was supposed to be providing for during the pandemic. And a lot of kids during that time were going to school so they could get their one meal of the day. Like, there were a lot of kids.
Free lunch?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Oof.
So
you got 9 years to think about it.
I don't know if the authorities in Illinois will accept this plea deal or not. But, Chris Jones is willing to put $1.5 million into getting this woman out of jail. So we'll see what happens.
That was
there.
Classic.
Yeah. All right.
What'd you in here for? Let me see your paperwork, lady. You were stealing wings.
I think they got suspicious because they saw that she had ordered $1.5 million worth of wings and spent nothing on blue cheese dressing or ranch.
My question always is in these cases, Greg, what was the number she could have hit and maintained it under the radar? Like, is it 400K she could have gotten?
Could she have gotten to a million?
Right. Like, where was the tipping point?
All right. Those are our leads this morning. We're going to get to They Said It next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will definitely talk about what Asante Samuel said about where Bill Belichick will make his triumphant return to the NFL next season or sooner.
So that is coming up. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Matt Judon is out. The New England Patriots have traded Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. The Pats will face off with the Eagles in their second preseason game tonight, 7 p.m. start. The Red Sox dropped their sweep with the Rangers, dropping their game last night 9-7 after leading the entire game until the Rangers' three-run ninth. Tanner Houck went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 3. The boys now in Maryland to take on the Orioles tonight. 6:35 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 5:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Aaron Judge has reached 300 career home runs and becomes the quickest to do so in MLB history. In Salem, New Hampshire, Little League, the team representing New England in the Little League World Series lost their first game to Hawaii yesterday, but it is double elimination, so they'll have a chance to stay alive in their game on Saturday.
Okay, let's go, kids.
Yes. Looking for something fun to do on Monday nights? Timeout Market in the Fenway is your outdoor movie night destination every Monday through August 26th. It's movie night on the lawn at Timeout Market. Enjoy free popcorn and a night under the stars. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 66, cloudy skies in Boston. Partly cloudy afternoon, high around 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
At the heartbeat, I said, hey, what is this? Maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name? Maybe we can see things the same.
All right now, baby, it's all
odd version of that. Who
is it?
Yeah, is that a cover?
Nope.
Doesn't sound like Free. Doesn't sound like Free.
That is in fact Free. Huh. I typed in Free All Right into the Spotify search bar, and that is what popped up.
I hate to do this to you, Shine, but if Greg knows anything, he knows Free.
That's true.
Curtis, great to have you back. Not really.
L-O-L.
This is Bill from Newton. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. And Courtney, listen, I just wanted to let you know that me and my friends, we love this show, and we would go to the wall for you, and we do. And whenever somebody calls in and busts your balls and goes after you, we say, no way, you're never going after Courtney.
Uh-huh.
But then you went after Shime and fantasy football this morning.
Yeah.
You went after people like me who spend their money and spend their time on fantasy football. And I got to draw the line there, my dear, and I'm just wondering, what should I do with my time? Should I take 25 flex days every summer and go to the Hamptons and pretend I have money when it's mommy and daddy flipping the bill? Should I post pictures of my misbehaving dog on Instagram all day long that's biting people and attacking people?
Never biting. Never biting, Bill. Please.
What should I do with my time
that's
if I'm not allowed to do fantasy football?
Bill, I enjoy you and your friends like to do fantasy football, and I was just voicing my opinion as those who voice theirs about my time, you know, following Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. You know, it's just my feelings toward it. I think that people spend too much time preparing. Nope. I'm not backing down, Chime. I know you wish I would. I'm not. I'm feisty today, too. Bill.
Shots fired at all the fantasy football dudes out there.
It seems like someone is jealous that I'm going to the Hamptons to my friend's house that I don't pay for. So, just to be clear. Yep.
Well, you must be interested in the news today about, since you brought him up, or Bill did, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce apparently will not propose until there is a prenup in place.
Love it.
This is like
love it.
So he wants the prenup.
That's what he's
saying.
This
is like obscure Seinfeld reference when he was trying to get out of his engagement with his fiancée. They were like, ask her for a prenup. She looked at him and started laughing like, I make more money than you.
No, that is Travis saying, I don't want anyone like Jermaine Wiggins to think that I'm marrying this woman for anything else than being absolutely in love with her.
I mean, my takeaway was that it was the other way around, that he didn't, it was more on Taylor Swift's side that he would do this for her, but it seems like an odd story to leak. It feels like the beginning of a potential easy exit strategy.
That's exactly what George Costanza was trying to do. Easy exit. I told you they won't be together by next summer. Where's our bet?
Yeah, $500 bucks.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for you to pay me that.
Oh, I'm about to get my
money. I'll take it in cash.
If this is out, you're going to have to pay me, and I want mine in all quarters.
They are apparently discussing what a prenup might look like.
He wants out.
They're already engaged, I think.
Stop it.
They are.
He walks out.
She's been hinting at it during her shows.
So why would Travis Kelce ask arguably the most recognizable singer who's worth billions of dollars and walk up and go, hey, I want a prenup?
I just told you why.
Why?
He doesn't want people like you to say, oh, he needs to get her pregnant immediately. He needs to marry her so that he can get that bag.
No, he wants out.
I think the introduction of any side of a prenup makes it appear like it's not love is the first priority.
Bingo.
Yeah, no.
He's looking for his quickie. He's looking how, you know how they have those?
Divorce is such a real thing. Aren't prenups just a clean and easy way to make sure that if divorce does happen, it's just a...
Try bringing that up to Lauren. See how that goes.
Good point.
Yeah, she has more money than me. Prenup. That's fine.
Oh, so you would sign... she probably wants you to sign a prenup. Okay with that?
I don't care.
I would sign one.
I don't care.
Stop lying. Courtney, you cap
it. I would.
Stop it.
That is the easiest thing to say after you're married.
No, 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 no between Bill saying I'm spending my parents' money and you saying I make my own money.
You do.
So I could
You just
be
got yourself a new lucrative long-term deal here.
Indeed I did.
Well earned.
Yeah, but it's not about the money.
But people are trying to paint it out like I'm this hopeless little girl who Santo foots the bill for everything. Right. I make my own money. I'm an independent woman. Yeah. I pay rent.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not saying that.
So I'm sorry everybody's jealous that Santo and I both work hard and make money, but I'm not spending my parents' money, Bill and Newton.
I'm not saying that it's about the money.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that it's about the fact of the even bring up to say, hey, we need a prenup. Like, the fact of you even
You're
bringing...
supposed to say, holla, holla, we need prenup. We want prenup.
Rejoin.
You know, if Santo said to you,
yep.
Before, when you guys were dating, and you do make your own money, and you are independent, but if he had said to you, I want you to sign a prenup,
yep.
You'd be cool with that?
Yes.
What if Santo did an interview with Barrett Sports Media and said, I'll propose once she signs a prenup?
Right.
I mean, like, this is the time where you're supposed to not be worried about that stuff.
Yeah, right. But if you're both millionaires, then obviously a prenup is on the table. Like, anybody that thinks otherwise...
If I were Travis Kelce, I would sign a prenup with just one thing. I don't get anything of Taylor's except half the money she gets from her diss track about me when we inevitably get divorced.
That would actually be very good.
Thank you.
Especially Curtis.
In this economy?
Right. Right.
And if you're Travis... You would think Taylor would be saying to Travis, hey, can you sign a prenup? Because, you know, she makes way more than him. And if there is an issue, she wants to protect herself. But
do you think most people, we have to get to They Said It, so we can discuss this later. But do you think most people, when that topic comes up, they are... they're okay with it or they're offended by it?
I think they're offended by it. That's what I'm saying is that, like, if you ask somebody, that's like... I think that most people would be, they're offended by the fact.
Like, wait a second, don't you love me?
Right.
What's the money got to do with it?
Exactly.
Right. We'll get to it later. Okay. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What's first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, you teased it already once this morning. Asante Samuel has kind of given away where he believes Bill Belichick will make his return to the NFL. It's actually one of the spots Chris Curtis has said he believes Bill may come back as well. Here was Asante Samuel.
Jerry Jones, he loves his players. He treats them right. But something's going on this year. And I think that leads to next year to say Bill Belichick will be the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. And it's ultimately comes down to Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones wants to win a bowl. For him to get that bowl, his options are running out. And that last option for him to make this thing come to light is Bill Belichick.
Well, maybe.
I mean, love it, but if Jerry Jones wanted to win a bowl, he wouldn't rank dead last in cash spending.
Fair point.
I mean, he is right, though, that, I mean, Dak Prescott has been pretty vocal in his displeasure with Jerry Jones a little bit, which I don't know. I mean, I guess that's happened, but it doesn't happen a lot when it comes to those that are playing for Jerry Jones on the Cowboys. I mean, I don't know. I think Bill is more likely to end up with the Eagles than he is with the Cowboys. Or maybe even, you know, we've been talking a lot about the Jets lately. Like, maybe it's the Jets.
I think all the places that when you look at, like, Dallas is a real place that I believe he can land there. All the places that where he can go in there and basically say, okay, I have an established quarterback.
I can win quick. I can beat Shula's record and be a playoff team. And
if you look at Dallas, Philadelphia, even the Jets and Buffalo, and all those coaches are kind of like on a hot seat, and you're the owners of those teams, why wouldn't you be knocking down Belichick's door?
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of the big topics we've had throughout the course of the Olympics and everything was why Jason Tatum wasn't playing. Well, Lou Williams on his podcast talked about or asked if there might be a conspiracy against Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
let's put our analyst hats on.
Okay.
How the hell you don't put Jason Tatum on the court?
I'm not rolling.
Whew. That's how you don't put Jason rolling, Tatum on the
that's,
court?
That's and y'all up 26 at one point.
At one point, yeah.
So is there a conspiracy theory going on against Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, bro?
This is a good question right here. Yeah.
No, I really want to know because I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole concept of Jaylen Brown not being on that team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around the league trying to pit them against each other when they've never done that to two superstars.
They're trying to break
the
them
team.
Up for years.
For sure.
Yeah,
I've
sure.
never you I've never seen that. Too. And now you got JT not getting minutes. This is no disrespect to Derek White,
mm-hmm.
but you're the third, fourth option on that team. The second option ain't even on the Olympic team.
No.
The mm-hmm. first option not getting playing time. And you getting 17, 18 minutes.
And that's my thing. You can't say, okay, let me Durant minutes if we're playing positionless basketball.
Right.
Do 6'10".
Right, right.
Like he could play anywhere.
mm-hmm.
Okay, so the conspiracy is that there are those that are trying to create discord between the two Jays to break them up.
Right.
Because this team is so great with the two of them on it.
Right.
I might buy that.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of kind of people buying that. But I think it even goes a step further. And I'm with Lemon Pepper Lou all day long. When you start to say...
Merlone?
No, Lou Will. When you start to say you have a first team All-NBA player and the only American to be on first team All-NBA player, and he is hugging the end of the bench like he's a Scribbins.
Yeah.
And he brought up Derek White, but not only Derek White playing, you know, 15, 16 minutes a game, but Drew Holiday, who's probably the third option on the Celtics team. And that's just, there's something ain't right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Something stinks in the water.
What's next, Shy?
Well, Greg, as Courtney has said many times, we've discussed a little bit on the program as well, Matthew Judon, no longer a New England Patriot, has been dealt to the Atlanta Falcons. Here is what Rap Sheet said when Judon got traded.
At long last, the Atlanta Falcons get a big-time pass rusher. They have coveted for, I would say, more than a year, going back to Montez Sweat. They certainly were in that deal. Hassan Reddick, they were in that deal. Didn't end up for a variety of reasons with either of those guys. And now get Matthew Judon, the former Pro Bowler, big-time sack master for the New England Patriots, who was embroiled in, I would say, several controversies in New England. There was the situation with Gerard Mayo on the sideline, eventually left practice. It was kind of overblown, but it was still a thing. Mostly, he wanted a new contract set to make less than $7 million this year because money from this year was moved forward in his contract. The Patriots had extensive talks with Judon to try to get a deal done. In the end, they could not get a deal done for his contract. They did get a deal done to trade him to the Atlanta Falcons. It is a 2025 third rounder going to Atlanta. They had some injuries at that position. They shore up that, and the Patriots simply move on with an eye to the future.
Shime, happy this morning that you got a third rounder. You were not expecting a third rounder for Matthew Judon.
No, I didn't think you'd be able to get something that high. I know reports earlier this week had come out that multiple teams had been interested in Judon. I thought maybe, okay, let's get a fifth, maybe a fourth round pick, and you end up getting a third. I think that's great value for a guy that is not in the future plans of the New England Patriots and wanted more money. That's an easy move for me.
And Atlanta loves it because he helps out that team. Look what they've been doing. Especially, you know, on the offensive side of the football. But Judon's a guy that can get after the quarterback. And you say what you want about him. You look at his production here. His first year, 15.5 sacks, 12.5, and then he has 4 through 4 games. So if he can stay on the field, he can get after the quarterback.
I bet Foye is happy he doesn't have to fight him now.
Yeah, Foye's definitely happy about that when he don't have to, you know, throw hands with you.
And not to go back in time to a Devin McCourty conversation, but remember the 5 minutes on the broadcast they dedicated to how invested Judon was on this roster?
All right,
quick.
We will get to Courtney in today's news next. Science says that a new social media trend with those of you who are flying on an aeroplane may be the among the most dangerous ever. So before you get on a flight, listen to Courtney in the news next.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no bad pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked away?
This is a scary story. Two retired Burlington police officers were hit by a 75-year-old driver while doing a detail yesterday. It happened around 11:45 a.m. on Cambridge Street by the CVS, where the officers were working a detail for Eversource. The car jumped the curb and struck the officers, sending one airborne.
Oh.
That officer suffered serious arm, elbow, and leg injuries, while the second suffered cuts and scrapes. The driver said that he was trying to park, hit the gas instead of the brake.
Oh, boy. That is a big problem.
Yeah.
With the 75-year-old.
Yes. Right. Yep. We can hear from Burlington Deputy Chief Bob Kirchnew on BZ.
As you know, we had the incident in Waltham last year, the incident in Billerica this past, you know, during this year here. It is a terrible thing. I always tell the officers, especially the young kids when they first come on, you got to watch everything. You got to watch the traffic. You got to watch, you know, the crew you're working with. You just don't know. Everything can happen in a split second.
What's the Wiggins doctrine on this? You get a new test every year after what?
60? I want to say after
65.
I'll give you 65. Every year after 65, you should be taking a road test.
And you know who would pay for it? Insurance companies.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah. Win-win.
Yeah, because they're just like, there are some people like, I don't know how they get their license. I mean, really? I mean, I'm just like...
And now that you're a biker, you're very scared.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just don't get it. And especially the older people, but, you know, even people...
Is there any bigger hypocrite than my guy who's been railing...
You mean Lance Armstrong?
He's been railing against bike lanes. He's been, like, protesting bike lanes for years on this show.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, he moves to the city and he loves bikes.
I love great bikes.
Yeah,
let's get it
There's
right.
There's no bigger hypocrite than you.
Right, it's like seeing Kaepernick walk around with a Nike shirt.
We need more of those in the city, Greg.
Also, I haven't brought this up yet. Speaking of hypocrisy, where are you going this weekend?
I am going to the Vineyard.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Somebody who spent the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, the islands. Oh.
No, I said Nantucket.
It's the islands. Who wants to go to the islands?
Takes too long.
I say, oh, everybody over there is stuck up. Oh. So here I am running off to the Vineyard this weekend.
I will say, in Wiggy's defense, there is a big difference between the Vineyard and Nantucket.
There really isn't.
Then why don't you go to the Vineyard?
Because I prefer Nantucket.
But there's no difference.
There's a little bit of a difference.
Okay, one smaller.
I'll be at OB.
Huh?
I'll be at the Vineyard OB. I heard there's going to be some great events out there. DL Hughley's going to have a comedy show.
Oh,
the R&B concerts. They say I've never been.
You're going to love it.
So I always was like, well, what do you do at? Where do you go, Nantucket?
Yeah,
right. And I didn't realize that Oak Bluffs is a pretty good little party scene.
Are you going to be taking the ferry?
Yeah. Where do I got to drive to? I got to drive to Woods Hole.
Woods Hole.
Is that where you go to, right? Woods Hole?
You could go. There are lots of different places that you could go, but yes.
What's the quickest way? Is it in Woods Hole?
That'll be the quickest for you.
When are you going? Friday? There's no quick way.
Friday.
It's going to take you 2 hours.
You should
hours.
Probably e-bike it.
Friday, I'm on the road at 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be a while.
No, and I already, look at the traffic, so I'm, like, they're saying, like, an hour and a half. We went to Falmet, right?
Yeah.
I'll be gassing it down there.
All right.
Pull up, Greg.
Maybe I will. I get to host a charity auction every year at the Monomoy Shootout in Chatham, and I'm doing that Friday night.
Okay.
But maybe I will make my way up. DMs and I will make our way over and... we can all hang out in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah, me and Mrs. Wiggins will be tearing down the island or tearing it up, whatever way you want.
Okay.
33-year-old Calvin Spencer was arrested yesterday morning in downtown Crossing in connection to a stabbing in broad daylight in the area. Yeah, Spencer allegedly stabbed a man multiple times in the area of Winter and Washington Street just after 8 a.m. The victim, who hasn't been named, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries while Spencer will be arraigned today. We can hear what Mayor Wu had to say about this on Boston 25.
We need to make sure that every single part of Boston, every street that we have, is a place where people are comfortable, are safe, and can reliably know that they can spend time and enjoy all that the city has to offer.
Yeah. Be careful out there.
Very scary.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan. Yes. Okay.
MBTA is announcing delays for commuters taking the ferries in the area today into tomorrow due to a 2-year-old humpback whale in Boston Harbor.
That don't affect me, does it?
No.
All right. That's all I care about.
Yep, you will be fine.
All right.
No, actually, the ferry that you are taking has alerted other passengers that it might be slower due to a humpback whale who's getting on tomorrow for the first time going to the vineyard.
I'll be smoking on the ferry.
Jeez.
So I don't understand. Like,
they're trying to protect the whale.
They're trying to protect the whale?
Yeah.
Okay, people need to get to work.
I agree. Right. But they're warning you.
Okay.
It may take longer than expected.
Okay, what, are they just going to go slow? If you hit a whale, you hit a whale.
Oh, gosh.
If the thing breaches.
Right. Yeah, but I think they'll be going a bit slower.
Okay.
They believe that the whale followed some type of food into the harbor.
Okay.
Right. We can hear from Boston Harbor City Cruises, Linnea Mayfield, speaking on BZ.
A lot of people don't know appropriate operating guidelines around whales, so they get really, really close. They're really excited to see this animal, but unfortunately, this really shouldn't be treated as an opportunity to watch these animals close up.
There have been a lot of whales in Boston Harbor and other places where they normally aren't, Courtney. Why do you think that is?
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes, yep. That's correct. Yes,
I called it.
Something up in the ocean.
Yep.
Something is up in the ocean.
Right again, Courtney.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Curtis.
You got it.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news next, including stinky feet rage, which led to violence in Iowa. Coming right up next.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no bad pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked away?
This is a scary story. Two retired Burlington police officers were hit by a 75-year-old driver while doing a detail yesterday. It happened around 11:45 a.m. on Cambridge Street by the CVS, where the officers were working a detail for Eversource. The car jumped the curb and struck the officers, sending one airborne.
Oh.
That officer suffered serious arm, elbow, and leg injuries, while the second suffered cuts and scrapes. The driver said that he was trying to park, hit the gas instead of the brake.
Oh, boy. That is a big problem.
Yeah.
With the 75-year-old.
Yes. Right. Yep. We can hear from Burlington Deputy Chief Bob Kirchnew on BZ.
As you know, we had the incident in Waltham last year, the incident in Billerica this past, during this year here. It is a terrible thing. I always tell the officers, especially the young kids when they first come on, you got to watch everything. You got to watch the traffic. You got to watch... the crew you're working with, you just don't know. Everything can happen in a split second.
What's the Wiggins doctrine on this? You get a new test every year after what?
60? I want to say after...
65?
I'll give you 65. Every year after 65, you should be taking a road test.
And you know who would pay for it? Insurance companies.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah. Win-win.
Yeah, because they're just like... There are some people, like, I don't know how they get their license. I mean, really? I mean, I'm just like...
And now that you're a biker, you're very scared.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't get it. And especially the older people, but, even people...
Is there any bigger hypocrite than my guy who's been yeah. railing.
You mean Lance Armstrong?
He's been railing against bike lanes. He's been like protesting bike lanes for years on this show.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, he moves to the city and he loves bikes.
I love great bikes.
Yeah.
Let's get it
There's
right.
There's no bigger hypocrite than you.
Right. It's like seeing Kaepernick walk around with a Nike shirt.
We need more of those in the city, Greg.
Also, I haven't brought this up yet. Speaking of hypocrisy, where are you going this weekend?
I am going to the Vineyard.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Somebody who spent the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, the islands. Oh.
No, I said Nantucket.
It's the islands. Who wants to go to the islands?
Takes too long.
I say, oh, everybody over there is stuck up. Oh. So here I am running off to the Vineyard this weekend.
I will say, in Wiggy's defense, there is a big difference between the Vineyard and Nantucket.
There really isn't.
Then why don't you go to the Vineyard?
Because I prefer Nantucket.
But there's no difference.
There's a little bit of a difference.
Okay, one's smaller.
I'll be at OB.
Huh?
I'll be at the Vineyard OB. I heard there's going to be some great events out there. DL Hughley's going to have a comedy show.
Oh.
The R&B concerts, they say. I've never been.
You're going to love it.
So I always was like, well, what do you do at, where do you go, Nantucket?
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't realize that Oak Bluffs is a pretty good little party scene.
Are you going to be taking the ferry?
Yeah. Where do I got to drive to? I got to drive to Woods Hole.
Oh, Woods Hole.
Is that where you go to, right? Woods Hole?
You could go. There are lots of different places that you could go, but yes.
What's the quickest way? Is it in Woods Hole?
That'll be the quickest for you.
When are you going? Friday? There's no quick way.
Friday.
It's going to take you 2 hours.
You should
probably
e-bike it.
Friday, I'm on the road at 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be a while.
No, and I already look at the traffic. So I'm like, they say like an hour and a half. We went to Falmouth, right?
Yeah.
I'll be gassing it down there.
All right.
Pull up, Greg.
Maybe I will. I am hosting. I get to host a charity auction every year at the Monomoy Shootout.
All right.
In Chatham, and I'm doing that Friday night.
Okay.
But maybe I will make my way up. DMs and I will make our way over and. We can all hang out in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah, me and Mrs. Wiggins will be tearing down the island or tearing it up whatever way you want.
Okay.
33-year-old Calvin Spencer was arrested yesterday morning in Downtown Crossing in connection to a stabbing in broad daylight in the area. Yeah, Spencer allegedly stabbed a man multiple times in the area of Winter and Washington Street just after 8 a.m. The victim, who hasn't been named, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries while Spencer will be arraigned today. We can hear what Mayor Wu had to say about this on Boston 25.
We need to make sure that every single part of Boston, every street that we have, is a place where people are comfortable, are safe, and can reliably know that they can spend time and enjoy all that the city has to offer.
Be careful out there.
Okay. Very scary.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan. Yes, okay.
MBTA is announcing delays for commuters taking the ferries in the area today into tomorrow due to a 2-year-old humpback whale in Boston Harbor.
That don't affect me, does it?
No.
All right. That's all I care about.
Yep, you will be fine.
All right.
No, actually, the ferry that you are taking has alerted other passengers that it might be slower due to a humpback whale who's getting on tomorrow for the first time going to the Vineyard.
I'll be smoking on the ferry.
Jeez.
So I don't understand. Like,
they're trying to protect the whale.
They're trying to protect the whale?
Yeah.
Okay, people need to get to work.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But they're warning you.
Okay.
It may take longer than expected.
Okay, what, are they just going to go slow? If you hit a whale, you hit a whale.
Oh, gosh.
If the thing breaches.
Right. Yeah, but I think they'll be going a bit slower.
Okay.
They believe that the whale followed some type of food into the harbor.
Okay.
Right. We can hear from Boston Harbor City Cruises' Linnea Mayfield speaking on BZ.
A lot of people don't know appropriate operating guidelines around whales, so they get really, really close. They're really excited to see this animal, but unfortunately, this really shouldn't be treated as an opportunity to watch these animals close up.
There have been a lot of whales in Boston Harbor and other places where they normally aren't, Courtney. Why do you think that is?
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
I called it.
Something up in the ocean.
Yeah,
something is up in the ocean.
Right again, Courtney.
Thank you, Curtis.
You got it.
All right, we
got
to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news next, including stinky feet rage, which led to violence in Iowa. Coming right up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.